Let's turn to the Word of God today, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. One passage of Scripture. We will be reading from two translations, beginning with the Amplified. Would you join me and let's read together today? Do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. From the Message, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I want to lock in on this phrase for the next few moments. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. The word world, as it is used here, means the society, the system, the culture man has built in order to make himself happy without God. I want to repeat that. The word world, as it is used here, means the society, the system, the culture man has built in order to make himself happy without God. In actual fact, the world is a kingdom that is antagonistic towards God. It's hostile and unfriendly towards God. This is because the God, little g, the God and prince of this world is Satan, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, as well as John chapter 12 and verse 31. As we learned last week, Satan seeks to attract and hold people in captivity in three ways. First, through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, according to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. You need to know that the world which man has built to make himself happy without God, this world has its own politics and art, music, religion, amusements, thought patterns, and lifestyles. Ironically, all of it is skewed. Ironically, all of it is distorted. It's unfocused. And one would think that man, after having lived in it for all this time, one would think that man would realize there's nothing in this world that provides a clear path to lasting happiness and peace. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, our text from the J.B. Phillips translation says, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold." Sadly, the world puts non-ending pressure to get everyone to conform to its customs, to conform to its culture. And you know what? The world hates nonconformists. Namely, the world hates Christ and His followers, according to John chapter 15 and verse 19. Now listen, it costs God His own Son to deliver us from this world and to put our life back together. God emptied heaven to open our eyes to the fallacies and to the misconceptions of this world so that those who believe will clearly see the truth, thus living a focused and a fulfilled life. Can we give Him praise today for sending Jesus? Can we magnify God, our Father, for loving us enough to empty heaven of His greatest resource, sending us Jesus Christ the righteous to take our place? We love you, God, and we thank you and we bless you and we honor you today. This is why anyone who loves the world because of what it costs God, this is why anyone who loves this world, according to James chapter 4 and verse 4, is an enemy of God. That's why we're told not to be conformed to this world. If we do, we will go back to the bondage of darkness with everything askew and everything blurred, our life losing its clarity, our life losing its godly perspective. I want to continue today with the message we've begun, staying focused in an unfocused world. Staying focused in an unfocused world. There are a lot of things in society that have become acceptable, and many people are so blinded by what is called right in the world when really it is wrong. So many are blinded by what the world calls right, but in actual fact, it's wrong. Now get this, in this present day, we want to accept everything and we want to accept everyone and everyone's behavior. And we've become afraid to call crazy, crazy. Things are so misaligned. Things are so out of order that anyone who dares to call a wrong out for being wrong, all of a sudden, they are being intolerant. Furthermore, the boundaries laid out in Scripture, which demand and require a holy lifestyle, seems to have faded in the eyes of many, so much so that if the leadership of the church takes a stand, we're seen as out of touch. If the leadership takes a stand towards holiness and righteousness and seeking to keep the boundaries very clear and very well defined, we are known as irrelevant, or we're called old-fashioned. So how can we avoid getting caught up in the spirit of this age? How can we avoid being in this world but not of this world? According to John 17, verses 14 through 16, how is it possible to be in the world but not of this world? Well, today's truth is contained in these words from our text. Be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. Say that with me. Focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. To stay focused in an unfocused world. Number five, focus demands a decision. Focus demands a decision followed by a mindset to nonconformity. Focus demands a decision followed by a mindset to nonconformity. You see, church, conformity is an ever-present danger. The danger appears either by an active pursuit of the world and worldliness, or we can simply be passive and allow the world to erode us through a slow but steady influence. And I believe for many, by far, this is the greater struggle. Being passive and allowing the world to erode us through a slow but steady influence. I want to look at a few ways in which we conform to the world. The first way that we conform or to be conformed to this world is to be drawn to it, to be enamored by it, to be captivated by its charm, and to imitate it. For most of us, however, we conform to the world by just lowering our guard and failing to stay on the offensive. Some other ways that we can find ourselves conforming to the world. We can conform through our entertainment choices. We can be conformed to this world through education, being influenced too much by people who are opposed to God and too little by those who love Him. One of the biggest that we face is we can be conformed to this world through our friendships, maintaining our connections with unbelievers or outright antagonists with people who are borderline for God. This is one of the great ways in which we can find ourselves conforming to this world by those who are just on the edge. And we allow them to influence us. The bottom line, church, it's time to make a decision. It's time to make a decision. One of the greatest struggles and challenges of this age is people struggle with making decisions. Decisions. Here's the foundational decision that as believers in Jesus, we must make if we're going to stay focused in an unfocused world. Here's the foundational decision, and that is worldly behavior is off limits. Worldly behavior is off limits for the believer to make this decision and to have it last. We must take hold of the fact that as believers, we are called to a different lifestyle than that of the world and that which the world offers. According to Matthew 16, 24, we are to keep our focus. We are called to a different lifestyle than what the world offers. It's not a request that God has made of us. He has called us to come out from among the worldly, to come out and separate ourselves, to come out for Him and stand upon His word and hold our course to make this decision that worldly behavior is off limits. We have to embrace the fact. Oh, we have to embrace the fact that as followers of Christ, we are to live as citizens of a future world. This world is not our home. We are pilgrims and strangers passing through. We're not seeing ourselves attached. We're holding our focus toward our heavenly home, toward pleasing our master, toward keeping our eyes upon Him. If Jesus is truly Lord of our life, then we are not to give in to the pressure of the script that is written by the world. Let's move from this point of decision now to mindset, because refusing to conform to the world's values, it must go deeper than the level of behavior and customs. Mindset speaks of intentionality. Mindset speaks of having the mind firmly planted, unswayed by pressure. This can only be possible by transformation of the mind or transforming the way we think. Believers are to experience a complete transformation from the inside out, from the inside out. And the change must begin in the mind where all thoughts and actions begin. Now listen to me carefully. We can all start off right. Boy, we're born again, even filled with the Holy Spirit. Yet we can at least temporarily turn our back on thinking godly thoughts. We can at least temporarily turn back to worldly thinking. Now, it's not a loss of salvation. It's a loss of focus. It's not a loss of salvation. It's a loss of sight. We lose sight of the kingdom, of the governorship of God in our life. You see, church, we can make a decision and then change our mind. We can make a decision and then change our mind. Israel did this. They decided to come out of Egypt. But when they came under the pressures that they faced in the wilderness, they were ready to change their mind and to make themselves a captain and return from the bond or to the bondage from which they had been delivered. This is why the message warns, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention, put your focus on God. In today's world, it can be a real challenge for believers to come to terms with having the mind transformed. And the reason that this challenge exists is they hope they will be able to live up to something like Christian standards while still thinking the way the rest of the world thinks. Church, it can't be done. It's not possible. In Romans, Paul revealed that human rebellion against God included a lot of wrong thinking. Read Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, right down to 32, verse 32. Oh, human rebellion against God includes a lot of wrong thinking. In closing, let's not forget that worldliness is like gravity. It's always there, always exerting pressure on us. And as believers, we are to resist it day and night. And we must do so because our spiritual life and our spiritual health depends on it. We can and we will because God has given us His Holy Spirit, whose great joy is to transform us by God's word into the image of Christ Jesus. I pray that over our lives today. I pray that over your life today. I stand with you in faith today that we're focusing, allowing the Holy Spirit to have His complete and perfect work in our lives. Come on, join me as we call out to the Lord. Lord, there's such great pressure in this hour, pressure to conform to this world. Oh God, when it becomes too much for us, help us, Father. Help us, Father, to remember what it cost you. Help us to remember the price you paid that we might be part of your awesome kingdom, oh God. May we not lose sight of whose we are. Let us rise up. Let us make the decision that worldly behavior and actions is off limits to us. We are your children. You are our Father. We will embrace a mindset of staying the course. We will be intentional, oh God, to keep our minds fixed on a future that encompasses your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, may every mind be transformed by your word, oh God, over the voices of this world in Jesus' name. Let us fix our attention on you, oh God. Let us fix our attention on your ways in Christ's name. We pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give him glory today. Give him praise today. He's Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He's mighty to save, mighty to deliver. If you desire to know more about entering a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you'd like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, I want to invite you to please call or text the number that's at the bottom of your screen. We would love to hear from you. God bless you.